The removal of Rod Blagojevich from office puts the state's Democratic lieutenant governor in charge. His name is Pat Quinn.
I, Patrick Joseph Quinn.
I, Patrick Joseph Quinn.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties.
The duties.
Of the office of governor.
Of the office of governor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Governor Quinn.
Thank you very much.
Quinn is considered a reformer and a political maverick, an outsider even in his own party. When the corruption scandal began, Quinn urged Blagojevich to temporarily step aside. Later, he called for Governor Blagojevich to resign. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us now from Springfield. Cheryl, tell me more about Pat Quinn. What specific credentials does he bring to this office?
Well, actually, he brings a lot of credentials. But, Michelle, I must tell you that this is actually a very odd turn of events in Illinois politics. If anybody had said, like, 10, 5, even maybe even 2 years ago, that Pat Quinn was going to end up being the governor of Illinois, nobody would have believed it. He's worked in city, county, and state government, but he gained his political stripes really as a reformer. And one of the first groups he ran was called the Coalition for Political Honesty, and he led a successful campaign to cut the size of the Illinois House of Representatives here in Springfield by about a third. So several state representatives lost their jobs, and he was pretty much despised at the state capitol. Now he is the governor. He has served, like I said, in several positions in the city as the revenue director for the city of Chicago. He served in a Cook County position on the Tax Appeals Board, been the Illinois state treasurer, and lieutenant governor, of course, here in Illinois, and has made a name for himself working with families of the Illinois National Guard and reservists, and making a name for himself, as I said, helping members of the armed services.
Cheryl, you noted that he's a political maverick, but is he at all tainted by having run with Governor Blagojevich?
Well, Quinn wasn't actually a running mate in the traditional sense of the word, because the candidates for lieutenant governor and governor run separately in the primary election. They're only joined on the ticket during the general election. So Quinn ran separately in the primaries of 2002 and 2006. And in 2006, it's interesting that then-Governor Blagojevich said at one point that Patrick Quinn wasn't even a part of his administration. And Pat Quinn has said recently that the relationship that they've had has been estranged at best. He said that they hadn't even spoken to each other for about a year.
What are the biggest challenges that he's going to face now as governor?
Well, what he says is the first problem he's going to face is restoring the state's integrity and really making sure that the state has honest government. One of his hugest problems, though, is going to be the state deficit. It's, by some accounts, it's as high as $5 billion. Apparently, Governor Quinn is going to ask the General Assembly to push back the annual budget address by a month in order to get some breathing room to work on this problem. But it's something that he has inherited, and the state has a huge stack of unpaid bills that he's going to have to try to grapple with and work with other state elected officials here to solve.
Cheryl Corley, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
That's NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking to us from Springfield, Illinois.